Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Grow Green County Gaming Corporation Board is Peg Rainey joining us now. So thank you very much, Peg, for coming on.
Well, I'm happy to see you, Coltrane, with you.
Absolutely. We've got a few things going on in your world with GGCGC. Kind of right off the top, you most recently gave some funds away as part of your give back initiative, and this time you went with six organizations that really could use the help this time of year.
Absolutely. And we know there are even more organizations that would benefit from these, just a little gift here during the holidays, but we chose six very worthy organizations: the Homeless Coalition, our ARC, Action Resource Center, Access Assault Care Center, Adopt a Family, of course, and New Opportunities, and the Congregate Meals. We really love being able to present these checks to these people that just spend a lot of time volunteering for all of these special projects.
Well, aside from that, the other tremendous way that you all help with a lot of different endeavors is during your competitive grant season, which those applications are now available for folks, and they go all the way till February 15th, which seems like eons in the future, but when you're in the grant writing world, not so much. But there's a route that you all are bringing to the table with GGCGC, and that is a workshop, because there's a kind of a change in how you're doing the application process this year. So first of all, Peg, just kind of share with us when that workshop is going to be and how people can get involved there.
Yes, we are going to have a workshop to assist people that might be looking at an application or have already decided, yes, that's what we want to do, because our application is only going to be available online, and it's a little bit of a new system. The same application, only it will be online. We've tried to make this as easy as possible. We want our applications to feel like they are successful by putting all the information together. I know how much work it is to do that, but we want it to be easy. But we're going to have this workshop on Thursday, November 30th at the Green County Extension Office in Jefferson. We'll have it at three different times, so hopefully this will work out for people in those groups: 11 a.m., 4:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Plan on staying about an hour, maybe less than that. If you have a laptop or a computer that you can bring with you, we can help you get logged in and get started on the process. We're just really happy to help get these started early so you're not waiting till the last minute and have some problems with it. One of the benefits for this online application, we went with a new company called Community Force. They're used to this, these online applications, but multiple people can work on the application online at the same time. So if there's a committee from a group, they can all have their own login and access that. It doesn't have to all be done at one time you sit down and complete the whole thing. You can do parts of it, log out, come back to it another time. You can assign parts to different people in your group. We think this will be easy, especially for people who feel comfortable with technology, but even those that may be a little bit leery, it's not too hard. It's really going to be pretty easy, and we're here to help.
And I think one aspect you also touched on when we weren't on the air yet, Peg, was it keeps track of the percentage of progress that you've made on the application, as well as it alerts you that if you forget to fill in a particular field, it brings that to your attention.
Exactly. We want everybody to have a complete application with all the required parts, that it's not like, oh, I didn't need know that I needed three letters of support. Well, right. It's not going to allow you to submit until that part is completed, or your budget sheet and other kinds of attachments that are required and needed. So on this online, it'll show a part of your attachments, what percent you have done and what you need to complete before it will even allow you to submit it. So we think we're going to have really good applications submitted that are complete, and we can take a look over these. And even for our board, we won't need to print out all of the information. We'll be able to go in online, review all of those, score those, you know, and then we come together to make the decision afterwards.
Not anybody or any organization can apply, right? You've got certain groups that you will allow to apply. while others are maybe discouraged from doing that? Can you go through that list?
Right. The people that can apply are organizations that actually serve residents of Greene County. So that's important. Nonprofit organizations, governmental entities, so the municipalities, school districts, the county, they can apply. And then any group sponsored by one of those entities, they can help serve as a fiscal sponsor. Some of the things that we just want to make sure are clear, we don't consider ongoing annual operating expenses. It needs to be a project that's completed.
A one-time thing.
Absolutely. Right. We don't fund any project at 100%. So that gives the idea that you need to have some matching funds. And so you have some buy-in from
some
your organization.
Skin in the game.
Yeah. There you go.
Sure.
We don't support financial support for individuals or families. There's just a number of things, political activities or annual capital campaigns, fundraising events like that. It's more for project-related grant applications.
And then another thing I want to make sure that we tell people is that Grow Greene County, as part of its agreement with the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission and Wild Rose, is that you give some automatic funding to municipalities, the school districts in the county, as well as the county itself. But then on top of that, those governmental entities can also go after competitive grants.
Absolutely. Yes, we like to have our municipalities, the city councils. That's why it's important to have good people on our city councils that can are forward-thinking and can think about how those funds that are given, their proportion by population, it can make a huge difference. If they use Region 12 Council of Governments, they'll write grants for free. You have to be involved in it.
Sure.
But they could go after some other kinds of grants, using those as a match or to just get a project completed, too. So, yes, all of our municipalities receive funds. We have them report back to tell us what they have decided to use those for. And our school districts in their county and such, too.
So, Peg, if people that are listening to this right now, they want to get rolling on the grant application itself, can you kind of lead us down the path of what they need to do?
Okay, November 30th is coming up soon. So if they want to gather several people in an organization that might be interested in making an application this year for 2024, we'd like to know if you're planning on attending. So if you can email growgreencounty@gmail.com with your name and your phone number, your email and an organization, kind of give us an idea which session you want to attend. Get a computer lined up, kind of have an idea of what type of application project you're looking at. And if we need to get together in January again, we are willing to do that. So we want everybody to be successful. We're not trying to make it complicated.
That's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Grow Greene County Gaming Corporation board member is Peg Rainey joining us again. So thank you very much, Peg, for coming on.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Greene County program is brought to you by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant on North Elm in Jefferson. Enjoy that delicious A&W All-American food 7 days a week, and they're open daily at 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.